Yeah. That's why I'm like, why
don't forget me? Me, I don't forget. I'm petty like that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them niggas.
Nah, don't forget, dog.
You know, is that I never wish it on my West End. Me, I do.
We all want to be at a... Let's not lie. Yeah. We all wanted to be at a P. Diddy party,
I'm
guys.
There. I'm still going.
Oh. Man.
It's good content.
Hey, man.
But I heard some colleges are being deregistered. What's going on there, man?
She qualified from one of them. Yeah, Damlin is clearing. Your whole web designer thing. It's not recognized.
I was earning 15.
Damn, and I thought why it was just underpaying me.
Imagine having to be in the morning.
In Durban. In Durban.
That's
forget about morning. You have to be in Durban. You have to relocate to Durban.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, man, I want to say shout out to Kwena, bro. You're expecting him to say nah.
Yeah, he's disappointed.
So my boy, or my nigga.
Yeah.
Tupac, may his soul rest in peace.
Tupac, your boy.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Rest in peace to Tupac.
Oh.
He once said...
Tupac or Tupac?
Tupac.
Or Tupac.
Yeah, hit him up, my nigga.
All right, okay.
I wonder what he'd be saying about this Diddy shit if he was still alive. Woo!
Pac! Bro, no, I wonder what... Biggie would be saying.
Hey.
So check this out.
Yeah.
Biggie's album, Life After Death, got released, I think, 1997, 25th of March. Mm. 2024, 25th of March, guess what happens?
Oh, P. Diddy.
Yeah, make what you will of that, but I think
what
it's so poetic. Diddy's house gets raided by the feds.
Oh.
You're reaching. It's not...
No, but Biggie's mom has spoken against P. Diddy and the fact that P. Diddy's rocking them, like Biggie's monies and stuff like that. And that's Diddy has been chowing what belongs to Biggie. Yes, you'll get whatever as Bad Boys and as the record label, but he's been rocking the family. Mm. And I'm just thinking it's poetic justice that on the man's last album drop, the anniversary of that, Diddy's homes get raided.
Sure.
Am I reaching by saying that maybe Biggie from the grave is trying to say, yo, okay.
Yo.
Am I reaching?
Yeah.
Is that a reach?
Let him cook.
Is that a...
I think it's a reach, man. Poetic justice, yes?
Wait, so she's saying poetic justice, yes.
But...
Don't say he's fighting from the grave. It's like...
Don't say he's fighting from the grave.
Don't say he's... How is that? Why are you making like a weird face? Is that a weird thing to say? Is it? I think it's like, wow, man.
But
look, Diddy did what he did.
There's
no one forced
in coincidence,
him.
Though.
Hey?
I'm saying there's power in coincidence.
There's power in coincidence. There's 365 days. Mm-hmm. And on the one day, the one guy who dropped an iconic album that he worked with, his biggest artist possibly to date.
I can't believe it, yeah.
And it, really?
Yeah.
Am I reaching? Am I still reaching? Now am I reaching? Man,
Bad boy.
I'm not reaching, bro. Yo, oh Diddy.
Hey. But we'll get into that later on. So as I was saying, hey, right, Diddy. My nigga Park, right, in his song, he once had a verse saying, "Revenge is the sweetest joy next to getting pussy."
Yeah. I remember that.
Boy, was he right. Hey.
It is.
Do you know, Ghost Lady, how many celebrities are hitting me up that when we were getting cancelled, wished like for us to be like fucking destroyed?
Are you serious?
Burned to the ground.
Yeah.
Every week,
dog.
What do they want with you?
Bro, eh?
What do they want with you?
Bro, they call me up. They're like, hey, listen, hey, my show's not doing well. Can I come there? We need some views to push the show.
Oh, the one on the podcast.
Yeah, can you do this for us? Can you do this for
name
us?
Name and shame.
You know what I mean?
Name and shame, my dude.
Ah, my man.
Pada,
I'm a lover.
Machi.
I'm a lover, not a fight.
You're a lover, but revenge is the sweetest thing next to
I'm
getting.
I'm enjoying it. Pussy,
exactly.
Oh, I'm enjoying it, dog. Oh. I see the messages. I grab my popcorn. I'm like, blue tick. Eat a dick, block.
Yo.
karma, bitches.
Thing is, what I don't get is there's nothing wrong with changing your mind on someone, right? But if they're going to reach out to you, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, I know I said what I said. I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize first and foremost. Okay, can I come on the podcast?
My thing is, dog, I'm always getting dragged
don't
every week.
Don't think that you didn't do or say shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm always getting dragged every week.
Yeah,
not a single
right now, I think.
Not a single celebrity ever has my back. Ever.
I got your back. No Diddy. No Diddy, bro. No Diddy. You gotta no Diddy that shit.
You know? You see, that's why I love the Chillers so much. You know, my allegiance is to the Chillers because they always have our back.
Yeah.
So it's so crazy to see these people. It's like they have amnesia. They forgot the shit they said when
they were
getting dragged.
Don't forget. Man. That's why I'm like, why
me, I don't forget me. Me, I don't forget. I'm petty like that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them niggas.
Nah, don't forget, dog.
You know,
don't
is that I never wish it on my West End. Me, I do.
What? Manje bathini mfana bafuna ukuza.
Oh, poisons.
Eish.
But am I wrong though? Eish. Am I being mean, ghost lady?
Kill them with love, my nigga. Kill them with love.
Bring them on the show?
Kill them with love.
And do what?
And do what? And like
I feel
get
like
them views?
Kill them with love.
Nah. No, it would be wrong to bring someone on the show to shame them like that or whatever. Maybe attack them. I don't think
rather than
avoid even having them in your platform. I think that's the way of just like, it's almost like you're protecting your space, you know? So it's like, they already exposed themselves. You know who they are. So therefore, don't allow them in your space.
And it just shows the fuckery of the industry that you always keep talking about in terms of, okay, you're saying this about the biggest platform in Africa. Did you not think one day you might need them?
Exactly.
Because it was fashionable. It was a fashionable thing to say.
Because you couldn't think.
You might need a show that no one's watching to push. Did not register.
It also teaches, like, what people should also learn is that maybe instead of just trying to go with the crowd of backlash, maybe just think. And go, really, is this backlash?
These celebs don't have backbones, bro.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Zero.
That's the problem.
Even with P. Diddy, dog. Mm-hmm. He hosted so many musicians, politicians.
He brought the backbones out of all of them.
And he's got footage, you know, so they can't talk.
Though. You know what I mean? Athletes, all these prominent people.
Yeah.
But none of them, no one has ever tweeted like, yeah, I remember going to that black, looked like a black coffee.
Some did, man.
Who?
Exhibit. Is that Exhibit? Please Google Exhibit talking about Diddy. So Exhibit once mentioned in an interview, so there was something happening. And then they were done doing that thing. And then Diddy was like, yo, you in my town, you in my city, let's go. You know, I know some cool spots.
Oh, no. I know that interview you're talking about. I'm talking about now. Like in the past few weeks, which celebrity can you name that has stood up for Diddy and said, yeah, I was there. We did that shit. Who?
Who has incriminated themselves? No one would ever incriminate themselves.
Yeah, the charges are that deep.
Because what were you doing in a room with Diddy doing stuff with, like, maybe kids? I get him doing stuff with men. That's up to him and consenting men.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, what about...
If you're in a room with Diddy violating another man and he felt comfortable to violate another man with you there, then he's got something on you, clearly.
Exactly.
Or you were part of the action.
Okay, what about the people? Because it's not everybody that went to the parties, remember?
Yeah. Well, everybody did, but not everybody was privy. Like, Sizwekom has been to a party. You know,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. But and he says that you could tell that he spoke about this on the radio. He could tell there was an air of, like, sex. Yeah, well, because there was, like... You know, like the dancers, you know, half naked.
Strippers.
You know, like the shit you'd see at a Moloko or any party at a club. You know those girls, you know?
Oh, okay.
And there was that sense and models and stuff. But obviously, not everyone gets to go to
the other
room with the other nigga.
Yes.
Only a certain people get ushered into that space.
So I'm talking about those people that never got to go to the other room, but they were in the vicinity. None of them have stood up and been like, yeah, man, like, you know.
But that doesn't happen in the vicinity. That happens in the other thing. It doesn't happen at the old... It's like... Take a party. Let's say there's an exclusive party in Bryanston, all-white party that happens maybe every year. you're not just going to get there and see shit at the gates.
Hey, you're on fire.
No, it's a hypothetical question. It's a hypothetical question. Let's say things happen at a party. You're not just going to get there. At the bar, you're not going to find someone getting a dick forced down their throat. or randomly. It's going to happen exclusively to the selected few who've been chosen who are in the inner circle.
So do you not see anything wrong in the people that were in the vicinity but didn't go to the after party, but they were there, and now this shit is coming up, but they're all mum.
They didn't see it.
They didn't see anything,
but...
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the people who visited Thabo Bester, not knowing that he was Thabo Bester, still thinking he's TK Nkwana. And then it comes out later, you know? And then, like, Ungema, she said that when she found out, what the fuck, this guy is that guy, then you cut all ties. But you were deceived. So you can't blame people who are deceived and didn't see shit.
But you see, Caesar did that. He said, listen, I was at those parties and I got a sense of some weird shit happening.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in the after party.
Yeah, he didn't know it was. He was like, that's
so,
just weird.
So in America, who's a Caesar Lomoy? Do you know someone who said that, oh yeah, I was there, but like, I wasn't in the after part.
Well, if I don't know. If like
I
said,
not now. I know 50 Cent. Sorry for cutting. 50 has been vocal about Diddy and how he moves. Diddy offered him to go shopping. Diddy moves like this. Exhibit was like, yo, this guy took us to a party. We got to this back room. It's like the VVIP. We get it. We're superstars. We're chilling. Two guys are kissing. Then it's like, oh, okay. Okay. Oh, then Stinini Chigi Chigi, hi. Then it's like, aibo, got to school, pilana. Then he left, right? Because there's nothing wrong with being taken to a particular club, but you got to tell guys, like, yo, we're going to a club, it's going to be this vibe, especially if you can, you know the guys you're rolling with are a certain way, you know? So, but now no one has. No one has said at parties, this is what they saw, this is... Because also, I think a lot of people are afraid of Diddy and don't know what his fate is. He'll start speaking once he's behind bars.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get to. That's what I wanted to get to.
You know the talk now.
Because when it started, there was a thing of like, okay, there was three things happening. It's either you believe he did it, but you didn't speak out because you were scared maybe you might lose bags because he put a lot of people on. Mm. Yeah. A lot of people are responsible from him being successful for their own.
He put a lot of people on.
You understand? Yeah. So you might not talk because you think, hey, my boy might survive this and then we can
and
still...
And then I'm fucked.
You understand?
Yeah.
But now shit is hitting the fan and you gotta choose where you are. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you? Do you think people come down hard on those who've decided to keep quiet? Jay-Z has been... very close to Diddy, they're friends, you know? I mean, what's better than one billionaire, two? Mm. Especially if it's the same hue as you. You know, he even dedicates lines to Diddy. Mm. But he hasn't said a word.
Yeah.
Do you think people are going to say there is a line and if you don't say any word, they're still going to be fine even without saying anything, bro?
No, so that's what I was saying. There's three people. There's people that made money, broke bread with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
That were afraid to say anything. They know all the shit that he's been doing, but they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to, maybe he might escape it and they don't want to lose like a Revolt bag or whatever, right?
He's out of Revolt.
Yeah, he's out of Revolt. And then there's another group of people who are part of the shenanigans, your Swallow guy, your Jay-Z allegedly, whatever, who don't want to shine light upon
the ashes.
Them. Yeah, we don't want
to
light.
And to the yeast infection.
Because if Jay-Z says something, it's going to be like...
You're not going to STD. We don't know from who, though.
Yeah. So now it brings light to Jay-Z. Now people will start scrutinizing him. So he's like, let me keep quiet, right? And then there's the third people who know who this nigga took videos. And I just scared.
Yeah.
Because shit is about to hit the fan. You know? So I think that's where we at the moment. Mm. And just to bring context for the chillers that might not know. Mm. So P. Diddy's house got raided by cops, the feds, during the week. And sources say he may be charged with sex trafficking, rape, pedophilia, and many more. P. Diddy said he's a victim of a witch hunt. The rapper and mogul Sean Combs is facing mounting legal troubles after federal agents searched his properties in Los Angeles, L.A. and Miami as part of a sex trafficking investigation. This is a developing story which we will cover as the new information surfaces. Mm. And the crazy thing is, with the feds being involved now, NDAs are null and void. So whether you sign an NDA or not, you can come out now and say whatever.
Yeah, the feds.
Override.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah. Fed checker, you had your...
I'm overqualified.
Yeah.
You had your hand up, Fed checker?
Yes, us saying what Sol is saying is true. Exhibit has been speaking about his experience since 2009, since September 2000. Yeah, and he's still continuing to speak about it.
A lot of people, there's this other Jaguar, what's her name?
Jaguar Wright.
Jaguar Wright, yeah, she's been talking about it.
And people said she was crazy.
Yeah, people said she was crazy. She even touched on Jay. Because, with Jay, I mean, there's pictures where he's taking snaps with Aaliyah, mind you. She was like 15 or whatever then.
Oh, yeah.
And the way he's just... And then the fact that R. Kelly married Aaliyah at a very young age, which was frowned upon by everyone. And then Jay went on to do a whole project toward an album, Best of Both Worlds, with R. Kelly. It's also like, whoa, man. I mean, you know, like, hey, man, you know, you married a girl was 15, you know, 16 as an adult, and then did a whole song, Not Guilty. You know what I mean? It's also like, that's crazy. And then Jiggy Jiggy, Aaliyah passed on in a crashed airplane. Even that is like, was it just an accident or was Bonga Sanga's SS Touch involved in that accident as well? It's crazy. So, shit. Shout out to Kanye, man, because I feel like with him having had these problems with Adidas, they must have searched and searched
searched the
bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the closet for any skeleton. Mm. And he doesn't have.
Zero.
You know, then they'll make him look crazy. Mm. You know what I mean? If all else fails. Because, yeah, and I think that's the beautiful thing of trying to just stay clean and sober. Even 50 Cent, the reason he's behaving this way,
he's got nothing.
Because he's been saying it, but he's also, he knows it doesn't have skeletons. He wasn't moving
funny.
So
the guys that are quiet are the ones he must be suspicious about. Ah. Why are you quiet?
Yo.
Yasha, why are you quiet?
Some may be quiet. Hey, nah, now one is into Zabo. Smaller than skeletons.
Yeah. Did you guys hear of that lawsuit that was filed by, I think, a former producer was working with?
I heard about that.
Yeah, like just the damning allegations that are on listed on that thing are just like, yo. Like, that's when you see that this guy was...
There's a screenshot I took here,
what, man. Probably get all the time to make money, man. It's like he was just a full-time creep freak.
Like Harvey Weinstein, like the black, you know? Also,
Epstein.
Yeah. No, but with him, it looks like it was for his benefit. With Weinstein... It's Weinstein. Epstein.
Epstein.
Epstein, it was more... Harvey Weinstein also is thingy.
Me too.
Is a Me Too guy, yeah. Oh. But Epstein seemed like Epstein, he was like a concierge of some sort and provided these services for other people. With Diddy, it's like it was all for his pleasure.
No.
Oh, damn.
He was recruited, so... So it turns out, I could be wrong, but it turns out there's someone who got him into this life. Like, there's a guy who was his mentor who taught him this lifestyle. So there's a hierarchy. So it's Diddy and then his workers and then, you know, the rappers and the entertainers that benefit from the parties or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's someone on top, the people on top, there's people on top of Diddy as well. Just like Jeffrey Epstein.
He disappeared or died, apparently suicide, because maybe the people on top didn't want their names revealed now.
Which leads me to the screenshot.
People who were put around P. Diddy, like literally just to make sure whether he's like, who was allegedly constantly high. So in order to perform these things as well. So you see that there's actually someone on top.
There was someone around him to make sure he's always high.
Yes.
So this is what the screenshot said.
When did
said,
he get time to make money is my question.
Mr. Combs had hidden cameras in every room of his home, has recordings of several celebrities, artists, music label executives, and athletes engaging in illegal activity. Individuals were recorded without their knowledge and consent. Mr. Combs possesses comprising footage.
Compromising, I think.
Yeah, compromising footage of every person who has attended his freak-off parties and his house parties.
That's what they were called, yeah, freak-off parties.
Yeah.
So basically, there'll be young black men just to service.
So the Rady's house, right? And Fetching, we're going to come to you, no? The Rady's house, they arrest his kids and then he flies off to another island. Ironically, it's right next to Jeffrey Epstein Island.
Oh, wow.
Because he can't get extradited
or
whatever.
Virgin Islands? Was it not somewhere there?
Somewhere there, yeah. Because he can't get extradited.
Island, yeah.
So my question is, do you think he possesses the footage that can incriminate people? Or is it going to be another Jeffrey Epstein situation where we find him dead at the bottom of an ocean somewhere?
If I'm Diddy, that's his bargaining chip. I don't know how, but it sounds like a bargaining chip. So definitely you need to have the footage. Or maybe it's in the cloud now. I mean, it's not like it's 93 or something, you know. But definitely has it.
That means
probably
danger,
the cloud.
Then. That means he's in danger.
That does mean he's in danger. Do you think Jay? Do you think Jay-Z still takes his calls?
No one is touching him right now.
Yeah, because it could be in danger. If you're talking about athletes and whatnot, these are really like, I mean, some are not as rich as him, but a high profile that could put their heads together and say, we have a problem. You know that, right? Like, yeah, I'm aware we have a problem. How are we going to, you know, tie up this loose end?
So also on that, the stuff that is just listed there, even law enforcement is like, because there was a situation, there was a shooting that was claimed to be outside, but it happened inside at the
studio. At a studio, yes.
So obviously, and now it links that there's someone who they know who's their cleanup person, who's able to, who's connected with the like cops, and they're able to change the story basically.
Before the cops arrive,
Even brief the cops, like this is how, what you're going to tell the media. So that's how they are connected. So this thing kind of like infiltrates to everybody, everyone becomes...
But I love the world we're in right now, man. Where the truth is just coming out, man.
Right?
Bro, because without, let's be honest, dog, without YouTube or digital or whatever, people like myself and you who don't even do none of this shit would be fucking castrated. You know, because we're not part of the cool clan.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we get the short end of the stick. Meanwhile, these fuckers who are doing horrible shit behind the scenes get glorified
and idolized.
Yeah.
But now it's shifting.
And they're going away with murder. Like literally.
Truth, man. Ooh. Gotta come out. The deception, bro. There's so much deception that's been going on, you know. The world over, especially with entertainment, generally with power. Not even entertainment, with power.
Power.
From politicians to filthy rich businessmen, rituals, all sorts of things, you know, and I'm glad they're coming to light.
It's coming out, man.
Yeah, bruh, with power. And my thing is, okay, I've answered myself. I was going to ask. No, I was going to ask, right, whether, is it a thing where people are normal till they have a certain amount of power, then they start wanting to do other things?
To other humans.
But then we've seen it at the lowest of the low. You know what I mean? Like communities, you know, where such things happen. It may not be in a ritualistic, habitual kind of way. It may be opportunistic rather than pay someone to get kids and do whatever with them. But it may be, one day, you know, there's a kid that I left with or the next door neighbor or whatever. So we've seen it, you know. There's just some really sick humans. It's even worse when they get access. Because
money
gives you access. Essentially.
To bullshit.
When they get access. Money gives you access to anything, you know what I mean? To anything. Your wildest dreams. You want to do what? To what? Someone's going to organize it to, for you. You want to do something to something? To your specifications? You'll get it. In the next day or two.
And without money or power, that's not even a conversation.
It's not even a conversation. Yeah. You keep it in your thoughts only. And we'll see one day when it has happened and ha. What trouble?
When's any?
A fridge. Punani.
Aibo.
Ha. For real. Ha. You know? Ha. One fago suitcase. Ha. You know? For real. That's how we see with... You know, down here, up there, it's
wild.
Institutionalized. The creep.
Fat Checker, you had your hand up, yeah?
No, I was just saying that the producer that Ghosty was speaking about is actually Rodney, Lil Rod Jones. And he filed a lawsuit in February, but there's still more lawsuits coming out from him in terms of Sean Combs.
You know what? Shout out to Cassie. Because when did the Cassie thing happen?
Because she opened the floodgates.
Because it's thanks to Cassie, because Jones is stuck fair, but sounds like it was after Cassie.
Oh, no, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. So after Cassie, and also shout out to Diddy for paying Cassie, because had he not paid, then a lot of people, you know, wouldn't come out because some are coming out for the pay.
Obviously.
But fact is, they were hardly done by this guy. They were hard done, rather, by this guy.
Yeah.
And it did happen.
Yeah.
They are victims, yeah. You know what I mean? But shout out to Cassie. She.
I saw people were dragging started. Coffee and Nasty C. Did Nasty C go to a PDD party?
How?
Why are you dragging those people? I mean, Fresh went, Coffee went, Euphonic was there, Feastars was there, but... We all want to be at a... Let's not lie. We all wanted to be at a P. Diddy party,
I'm
guys.
There. I'm still going.
Oh,
it's good content.
Hey, man, if I made music, like, and, you know, or like, and DJed to the point that Diddy took notice and invited me to his party, I would have gone. Let's be honest, guys. How are you going to say people are wrong now for... They didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And I don't think you come to Diddy's party first night and he's like, yeah. Well, if it takes a liking to you, maybe.
Yeah.
But you can't blame people for attending Diddy's parties, dude. Like, everybody wanted to be there. Like, the world, all over the world. It's like, oh, shit. You've seen the Rock Nation brunch. We all wanted
everyone
like,
wants
oh,
to be there.
If you were there, Nama, with my, what's the color? Morph, with my morph suit.
Do you think when Morphistas and them came in, they told Diddy, hey, we got some African stock for you? Straight from the motherland.
It's not true.
You are probably like, nah, I'm not in the mood to feast ass. I'm good. Just let them party, let them have fun, show them around, right? Oh, good, I'm tired.
Anyway, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. So Penduk, yes, Tablas here, Ghost Ladies, Doodoo's here, Tabang is here, Tato's here, Noah's here, Fat Checkers here, as well as DJ BJ. You got any gigs this Easter weekend?
Aren't you guys going to Nigeria?
I quit DJing, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to Nigeria. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you canceled?
Happy
Easter Monday, everybody. And if you're planning to bet or gamble this weekend, make sure you do it with easybet.co.za. They elevate your betting game. The site is the biggest bonuses in South Africa. So dive into the world where slots, sports, and casino games come alive. You will get a huge head start at EasyBet with their 50 Rand sign up bonus. No deposit required, Zolpendu.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
And here's the real game changer. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% match up to 1,000 Rand. What about if your team lets you down? EasyBet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that? Ready, set, bet. Rush to EasyBet and use a promo code MACG50. That's MACG50 for your 50 Rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group Pty Ltd. is a licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop.
Yeah.
I haven't been to school in a while, but I heard some colleges are being deregistered. What's going on there, man?
She qualified from one of them. Yeah, Damblin is spirit. Your whole web designer thing. It's not recognized. Your whole web designer thing is not recognized, man. So lead this story. Lead it.
Please get the facts for us, Fair Checker.
Yeah, please get the facts. What's going on?
I thought it's because all the kids are doing TikTok and they're now DJs, so no one's going to school anymore.
Nah, they're running some other puzzle shop there, bro. Yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't read the story. I just heard it on the radio.
But Damblin's like a big institution, bro.
Yeah.
Damblin is one of them, right? It's part of the, what's the...
Yeah. All over the country.
What's the information there?
Yeah, like Varsity College, dude, is like there as well.
Not Varsity Vega. College, it's City College.
City College.
Yes, City Varsity College.
City Varsity College, ease on.
And
why wouldn't I laugh on
Damblin.
College, Varsity, what are you?
Damblin, Luecam College, and Isesa, something like that, City Campus, and they've all been Ikesa. Okay, thank you. They've all been deregistered because they failed to submit their annual reports from the years of 2020 and
financials.
Yeah, the financial and other annual reports that haven't been stated. So, the Higher Education Council has deregistered all of those.
Yeah. I just feel for all the parents and the kids who spend hundreds of thousands, you know, in putting their kids through school. So what does this mean now for their qualifications? I only say that I feel for them because I'm assuming the qualifications now, unless the qualifications are still active and still recognized, then at least. But I still feel for those who are still there and were like 3rd year, 2nd year.
No, I heard the people that registered, I don't know about 3rd years, but the people that registered this year can still finish their course in another institution.
Ah, they'll get the credits.
Sort of like a college transfer market.
Nice, because okay. They'll still get the credits for the modules and continue in paying the new school.
That's fair.
It doesn't affect their qualifications except for the years that they haven't sent in the audits.
So Ghost, you're still a web designer.
I'm still a web designer. If you need a web designer corner.
No, that's beautiful then, yeah. Because I know a lot of people, man, sound engineers, like who I've worked with, and I'm probably still work with some, I just don't know they went there, who went to Demblin and the likes.
I got a question I want to ask you guys. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything. But like, honestly speaking, do you think like the world, the way we're moving and what's happening in the current climate, like school is still like a necessity?
There might be things, I think. If we see for the ultimate, the qualification, maybe not, but there may be a lot of things that school instills.
Yeah.
You know? The discipline of waking up and doing a task, the discipline of starting something, finishing something, you know. And some people don't have the discipline of teaching themselves things online. You know, the discipline of learning how to think a particular way, a certain way. It's like maths, right? None of us use maths in the real world except for counting change and some arithmetics here and there. But the problem solving and the kind of way required in problem solving, you have it every day. You know, how to separate two things. So, you know, with Bodmas, you're going to first, Tina Bodmasi? Brackets, exactly. So there's a methodology into delving into finding solutions and problem solving that school teaches, which you need generally in life. You know, all the other bullshit, is bullshit. Some of the stuff in the syllabus is bullshit. If you history and all that shit, and you know, but some things really are good skills that you get from schools and good disciplines that you get from school, which you can apply.
Yeah.
So I think there is always going to be a space where school is relevant.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
I totally agree with Saul. I think like education is so important. You see it from just the fundamental stages from the kids when they enter, you know, like your creche, like all the things that they have to teach the kids in order to prepare them for life, basically. So it's honestly, we can never say we can live in a world where there's, we don't need education. It's part of development at the end of the day.
Yeah. Fat Checker, you said no immediately when I asked that question.
Yes, we all
remember. Then I started seeing her going, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And that's okay too. It's okay to say no and be converted to a yes. That's life.
I still stand with my no. It's just that when you explain it the way you are explaining it, remember that education has been divided into 3 parts or 4 parts. So what you guys are talking about is the fundamental education, which is what you get from primary until grade 9, right? Which is your basic reading, your problem solving, and etc. But when it comes beyond that, honestly speaking, education hasn't really helped us as much. I mean, we were learning how to label locusts, and now that we're older,
that's part of the bullshit. Yeah,
now that we're older, we don't really need it. And it also comes with the essentials, like your maths and stuff, as you said, that we don't really apply it in the real world. Do you get me? I'm not trying to discourage people and say they should stop going to school. I'm just saying there has to be a reason behind you going to school. If you're just going for the paper or the qualification, honestly, there's so many people, including medical students, who have graduated and are still unemployed. So it doesn't really help in this economy.
And by the way, with the maths thing, not all of us use the maths in the real world, but we benefit from it. Your engine, your car, these studios, the technology, that MacBook, that Roadcaster, that's all the maths they teach at school.
Yeah. Even that labeling of a low cost.
Dropped out, but he dropped out after getting the knowledge of computers and now applying it. But he went through school. Hence, I said, it's not the paper or the qualification that matters. It's what you do before getting there. So there'll always be a place for it. Definitely.
And yes, we may undermine or underestimate the, and I'm not trying to say, oh no, these things are important, what we learn, but maybe they could change and obviously like improve as we don't, we can take away, maybe it doesn't have to be a locus that is being labeled still, if that's still what's the diagram that has to be put there. But it's also just understand, it helps you understand the different parts of whether it's an animal, human, that everything works. You know, it just understanding. And the same thing with, I know we always debate about Shakespeare. Is there a need for Shakespeare even to still be under, like learning that? It's what it's there to, so you can understand language, you know. So, but they could change and maybe just take it to something different and we're still able to take it to the now instead of learning the old. So those things do have, there are reasons of that they are put there. It's to help your mind, but it's just that we can change what is used on the textbooks and stuff.
Who's got a degree in here, in this room?
Tibla. And Newa dropped out.
What happened there? What happened?
Oh, he's got 2 degrees. Yo.
You guys, why are you undermining him?
Yo. Sorry. 1 degree plus
2 degrees, my nigga. Oh, a diploma and a degree. So you're the only one in the room.
He studied the art of plastic.
You also have a degree.
Oh.
Tato.
I am undermined.
So it's just blacks to you representing with the degrees and diplomas?
No, I've got a diploma.
You got a diploma?
Oh.
In?
Audio.
Wow. So it's just a host that are...
Even me.
So it's just me and Saul.
Yeah.
You don't need a degree in radio. It's a degree of rocking.
Yeah, in radio you don't need a degree, man.
Rocking, man. I don't know if you're comfortable about this. What did you think about the whole radio and salaries and
stuff
comfortable.
Like that? I mean, I'm not going to disclose my salary.
Okay.
Yeah, before we even start, you know, but I'm comfortable with it, bro. Come on.
That's where he was going.
I know. No, I'm very comfortable with it, man. Look, it's reality.
So it turns out Gagasi FM and its 2,800 salary gate opens up a can of worms for the radio industry. Radio presenter Penny Ntuli resigned after turning down a 2,800 per month contract. That is abysmal.
Good for you, girl.
That is 2,800.
Imagine.
There's no one in the network that get paid that little. Hey?
Yeah.
Not even Tusa. I mean, Tusa, I think it's 2,000 per trip or something.
Yo, per trip. Yo, per trip.
Tusa just, he's so watching this, gonna like. Drop this. I'm freaking out as he's watching it. Where's my money been going?
Penny is apparently not alone. Two presenters have apparently resigned who are on the same pay scale at Gagasi FM.
Imagine.
And then I saw a screenshot. Hey, man, WhatsApp is my life, bro. I saw
from?
Briefly news, SA Radio salaries. Here's a general idea of the pay scale depending on what role you have and you play on radio. Radio show host ranges from 12,000 rands to 318,000 rands per year with an average of 144,000.
Per year?
Yeah.
Year?
Average.
12,000?
Ranges from 12,000 to 318,000 per year, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, what radio? Community station? Because 318,000 would be like 30,000, like 25,000 or something a month. If it's a year, 300 and
like
something.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know very well, that can't be commercial stations doing well.
No, it's average. It's not.
It's average. It's not.
It's not a.
Oh, average.
That's what we would earn, Ghost Lady. Mm. So me, myself, you, and Saul, between 12,000 and 318,000 per year.
Okay.
With the average being 144 average. I needed to know per month. That's how I understand these things.
What's
per month
average,
would be,
bro?
So
if that's per year,
confused,
then we divide by 12. That's what we'd know per month.
Yeah. So it ranges from 12. Some Penduka. Remember, on radio, you have people on weekends. During the week.
What's that for? Radio show host?
Host.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And also remember, the guys who earn like maybe a 2.8 will bring down the overall
average. Exactly.
Then there's going to be outliers within that number. Then those are the guys earning.
But on average, I'm going to a radio station, I should be earning 144,000 as a host per year. How much is that a month?
About 12,000.
Yes, that's low, bro.
12K.
Okay. Now, as a radio producer, you earn around 98,000 to 356,000 per year with an average of 248,697. That's you, Dudu. Would you agree with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sound engineer, DJ BJ Pagama.
Sure.
You range between 138,000 to 370,000 per year with an average of 186,000. Now, for me, this does not make sense. How does the sound engineer earn more than the host? Because the host, the average is 144. But with the sound engineer, he's 186. audio engineer, range between 118,000 to 203,000 per year with an average of 122,000. So I'll bring it to my own experience. When I started on radio, I was working weekends, 3 to 6 a.m., Saturday and Sunday at YFM. This is 2008. I was earning 6,000.
What shows were you doing?
I literally just said.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday.
Weekday. No. You said weekends.
Weekends.
Saturday and Sunday.
Graveyard.
Oh, graveyard. Yeah. So you were in studio twice a week. You were doing two shows a week.
Yes.
Yeah, put it like that. You were doing 2 shows a week.
Yes.
You're getting 6,000. Yeah. So you were doing 8 shows a month.
Yeah.
Getting paid 6,000 for the 8 shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I bought a Mini Cooper. But for me, it was like...
How do you buy a Mini Cooper with 6,000 rands, man?
I installments. That's 2.8.
Yeah. 6,000 rands, Mac.
I mean,
bro, this is 2008, yeah, bro. We're not talking now.
It could afford you a Mini Cooper.
Yeah. And I don't have... I'll stay with my mom, so I don't have rent.
In your name, not your mom, like, she put in a pay slip.
No. Zero, dog.
Were you able to pay petrol?
How much was your... No, banks are foul. So, like, how are you going to allow that, man?
That's sorry?
Irresponsible
lending. How much was the
installments? I think I put in a deposit from my gigs.
Okay.
And then it was like 1,000, 1.5.
You see. How much was the value of the car?
It was 120, 150 when they came out.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay.
Nah, and you put on a solid deposit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah,
yes, sir.
But let's be honest, bro. As an adult, 6,000 rands, if you're earning 6K... Even if you're living with your parents, it's not enough to get
this
a car.
This is 2008. This is 2008.
It was still not enough.
Cool. Then I moved to drive time. I mean, it looked like a drive time. Then I moved to overnights during the week. I think it was about 12,000.
5 shows a week now.
Yeah, it was about 12,000.
Okay.
Then I moved to during the day, 12 to 3. The one I got fired on, I was earning 15.
Mm-hmm. Damn, and I thought why it was just underpaying me. I only just thought for real. I thought la nyanya atwala. Maybe one will be a force lord or something. Nyanya atwala. Ganti.
But I remember because I used to dig around like the network, the work network, and I found everybody's paychecks. Mm. And in 2008, they were paying DJ Spoo 100K, but they were paying him to his business. So he would pay the producer and the sound guy and whatever.
Oh.
Ah.
So they were paying 100K into his company.
So
does that make sense?
I see.
Yes.
Yeah, because he had a whole lot of people in the studio.
Yes, he had...
But he didn't pay Faith Mangope. Faith Mangope was on his payroll, not YFM's.
It was... No, she was on YFM's.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He played all the guys that he brought, like his own sound engineer.
Yeah,
Abo, the guy who did the skipper. Yeah, it was true.
Mafeshini.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
But he was getting paid 100.
The guy who did the skippers is Trevor. No, I know Trevor was head boy at Nigel, man.
What were those skippers?
Yeah,
the Qual skippers.
Yes. It was Trevor, man. He was his boy at Nigel. I know Trevor, bro, from like Foslo. I forgot Trevor.
Then
now.
I got to Highveld.
Matondo, Trevor Matondo, yeah.
How much is I earning Highveld? Because I started on... So I started on weekends, but I was earning per show, which was like 600, 700 per show.
Okay.
And on Highveld? Yeah. And then when I worked during the week...
That's 947.
Okay, I can only remember like when I was being fired. How much I was earning. Before that, in between, because I was there for 6 years, I can't remember exactly. But I remember when I got fired, I was working Monday to Friday in the morning, 4 to 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
before breakfast, right? And then I would do Saturday nights, 947 block party from 6 p.m. until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there pretty much like 7 days.
Yeah.
Right? And I was getting 30K net. So this is after tax and all that stuff and medical aid.
Okay, that's not bad. Now you can get a house.
Yes.
Now you can get a bar.
That's when I was in Kalami, when we started recording.
Yeah, when we started
recording. When we started recording, I was earning 30K.
Now you can get a Mini
Cooper. Yeah, yeah.
And a house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I know they pay well, though. That's decent.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of people don't get paid like 30K working graveyard.
Mm.
Simi Arif, he tweeted, radio salaries...
I worked with him.
Simi Arif, he loves cricket, eh? Guy from Cape Town, yeah? Cool dude. Simi Arif tweeted, radio salaries are pitiful. I produce breakfast radio for 9,000 rands a month at 947 for 2 years.
When was this?
During the time I was there. Wow. He was the producer there. How much?
9,000 rands for 2 years.
Oh, they took him for a ride.
See me a ref. He needed a ref to blow the whistle on the fucking exploiting.
What's your take on radio salaries?
My take is a lot of people want to be on radio because it's such an amazing, you know, a platform. It's an amazing job as well. And radio stations know that, you know, maybe some people are able to leverage off of being on radio to make money outside of radio, right?
Gigs.
But my thing is, that shouldn't be a must. You must still pay people enough for them to be able to sustain themselves as adults, to transport, right? Yeah, if you're doing one show, so Penny was doing like a Sunday show, I think, like one show per weekend or two shows, I'm not sure, for 3 hours, right? Even that 2.8 is still low though, you know, but she must be getting paid enough to get to work, transport, and then nonganeke to cover something. You can't expect to work once a week and get paid a salary that can pay your bond and all that jazz and your kids' school fees and your nails and your weave. And money for entertainment, restaurants, and groceries. Yeah, well, you can't, but 2.8 is low. But I also feel like radio stations also, and people apply for jobs. Radio stations welcome these applications now because people want to foot in and want to prove themselves.
Mm.
And then they'll give you, like us, Y Academy. We got paid 1,900 and something, and that's a stipend.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in the Y Academy, right? For 6 months, you get paid that.
Okay.
Yeah? And then they're like, they identify Saul. He's good. Mo Flavor is going to go do the breakfast show, and Mo Flavor wants to do a show with this guy.
He has 6,000.
Right? And yeah. And then I get there. I'm like, oh, finally. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get a car. Mm. I'm going to do all these things, right? And they put a contract in front of me. It's 5,000-something rands. And mind you, I'm co-hosting the breakfast show on YFM.
Yeah.
You know?
I was getting paid more than you.
Yeah. You're getting paid more than me. You know? By like 500. By 500. By 500 bucks. No, maybe the same. I think this is maybe the money be clique.
Yeah.
You know? But no, but it doesn't get taxed at that. Oh, yeah, it has some lousy-ass fucking medical aid. Key core. Discover key care.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, when you window with doctor, is he one of the doctors in the network?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you can't just walk into any doctor and be like, nyakula. I've been looking around for a guy who's key care compliant.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, you get paid that. And now you're like, fuck, I've always wanted to work here and get the foot in. You know what I mean? If you're lucky, and maybe sometimes if you're smart, you will get gigs, you'll start DJing, but that shouldn't be the case. If you're all about radio, you should be all about radio and still be able to get to work, still be able to pay rent as an adult, especially if this place requires you to be there 5 times a week. That's my take, you know? And then, second year, Bangshaba. So, yeah, Bangshaba, I think it went to like 10,000 or 12. Right? So I remember chilling with my friends, old friends, and we were talking, and they were talking about the salary increase. You know, they're like, my guy is 6%, 7%. And me, I'm like, I got 100% increase.
Drop it.
drinks on you, drinks on you. But I had to break it down to them, like, well, actually, it's 100% only because this is how much I was getting paid. It sounds ludicrous, but this is how much I'm getting paid. And this is our. And then third year, it was like 15 and stuff, right? Then I remember very well. Then I went to five. And at five, I was like, they were like, they want me on. Then I was like, nah, YFM wants me on as well. You know what I mean? And they're giving me 30. Mm. You know? I'm lying. I'm like, yeah, they're giving me 30K.
You're negotiating,
You have to negotiate. I'm like, nah, they're giving me 30 or whatever. You know what I mean? And then five gave me like 40. You know? Then they gave me 40. I was like, okay, cool. You can imagine. I'm like, oh, at least I can breathe.
What year is this?
This is 2014.
Fuck, that's a lot of money.
This is 2014. Then, yeah. That's a lot of money. And I remember, and I thought that wasn't a lot. Mm. I really thought that wasn't a lot because then I'm at him were like, no, Tando's getting 70 or something like that, you know? Yes. And she's doing traffic, I'm doing traffic, yeah, but those were I'm a rumors, you know? I thought it wasn't a lot. I honestly thought I deserve more because you feel like, fuck, I've been toiling away in this radio game for this long and stuff.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
So I feel like radio stations take advantage because people desperately want to be in. And even after people have proven their worth, they still continue to not give them, you know, like fully some stations I speak of, such as Kakasi, as you've heard, to not fully give them what, because I think there must be a cap. Like, you can't give someone who's doing one show a month, bro, like one show a week, 20,000, for example, you know? But at least, five.
I'll jump into that, but I want to hear what Ghost Lady thinks.
Yes,
someone from who's not from a radio background.
Yeah, okay. Like, obviously, yes. And it's for all of this information for me is shocking because obviously as the public, we view you guys in radio as celebrities who are getting paid very well. So I think
that's part of the problem also.
And it is part of the problem. Uh-huh. But I think it goes back to, I think as people, we need to start being honest about salaries. You know, there should be an openness. I think that will now combat
this. Let's start
thing
now. How much are you earning, Ghost Lady?
Yeah, the openness starts with you. Charity, you know the charity. You know where charity begins. Drop it.
We must be honest amongst the people in your industry. Switch off the mics.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I think because that has hurt us a lot as Black people, especially, you know, we are living this life, or maybe in the industry, it seemed like as if you are earning so much money, all is good. But I think there just must be some kind of openness of this is what, and I think maybe now, even because these companies get a lot from, you know, the sponsors and advertising. So when you just kind of like check at what the companies are getting, these radio stations, compared to the salaries. But then again, the thing is, does it mean that just because the company is getting so much money, now am I entitled
it's to not get your that company money? Yeah,
exactly. So also there's that factor, but I think there needs to be just a kind of like a bridge where it becomes there's a reality and not this facade. And, but in spaces where, so I applaud this lady from Ekakasi for actually just coming out and saying, yo, this is what I got.
Can
because I'm
it?
Sure, I'm sure now Kakasi is totally embarrassed and they're going to review their contracts, what they give to their host, so that they can actually do better because they wouldn't want this backlash again and again.
But also people must also remember, guys, now that shows bring in revenue, and you can easily calculate on how much a show brings, on how much spots are being bought on the show, how much advertising has been bought on the show. So like I said, there's some shows, like it's unfair to be on a show, for example, that's maybe generating $500,000 a week rands, right? Mm-hmm. And but you're getting paid like 5,000 rand or 2,000 rands. Mm. That's unfair. But also we need to then, what I'm saying is maybe there must be a minimum, because sometimes you'll find that the show that Penny was doing could possibly be automated. Because also on a Sunday morning, 1 o'clock, a lot of people want to hear music either way.
True.
Right? It could be pre-recorded, it could be automated without a voice, and people are still going to listen in because also no one is buying advertising time there. So it's not generating much.
Yeah.
But they should be at least to say, okay, you're coming here 4 times a month, right? Or 8 times a month. we'll give you 5K.
Yeah.
Transport and then nungane for your effort.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's fair.
That's
I
fair.
I feel
yeah.
like that is fair.
Yeah.
But we must also consider that some shows don't make. But if you work on a show that's been making money and the numbers are showing, the people are listening, they're growing, you should be paid fairly.
I think I agree with both of you guys, mm-hmm. right? And what I want to say is, when I look back in hindsight, I think there's levels to this thing. So level number one is where I agree with Saul, where you're just trying to get a foot in, whether it's 3,000, 4,000, 6,000, whatever, as long as you go to a show,
yeah.
you get in there, right? Mm-hmm. So once you get in there, there's level two, where you prove now your worth.
Yeah.
So you prove by bringing in the numbers, okay, cool. And then I think there's this thing amongst radio people where we don't know the art of negotiating, because the figures that are being made by the station and the figures that we are earning are not transparent. So when you walk into a negotiating room, you don't know whether you have leverage or not, because how much the station is making from your show, you don't even
you don't know.
You don't know, yeah.
You understand? But then there's another level, like, you know, where you get to determine what your salary is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
your
Anelas of this world,
your
Fat Joe, where you're like, I am, my value is this much, and this is what I want.
True.
So for example, if I were to go back to radio right now, I wouldn't want a salary. I would want partnership. Because if I'm going to Gagasi, I'm going, and the platform, the Podcast and Chill, has more numbers than your station.
That level, yeah.
That's the
Jeremy
level.
Jeremy Mansfield had a similar thing.
Now we're talking profit share.
947.
So Jeremy it's not Mansfield. A salary, you understand?
Yeah.
So, but I think as broadcasters, we don't know which level we are at. So it's like whenever you walk into a negotiation, you're just willing to take whatever amount it is because it fits your lifestyle and whatever, not really doing the due diligence of saying, actually, you know, you are actually worth this amount because of the value that you bring to the station. Mm. I mean, I remember Chili M, there was a point, Chili M was so big that when Chili M was not available, a sponsor said they wouldn't advertise on that show until Chili M comes back.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you're at that level, you can negotiate whatever you want, dog. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Mm. But you can't negotiate like that when you're just starting off on weekends.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yeah. So with that said, Penny Dooley should have continued on the 2.8.
Not really.
Like, bro, everybody eats shit, dog. When you start, we all eat shit.
Mm.
We all eat shit, and then you grind, and then you prove your value. I mean, when I walked into Prime Media, the first meeting, it was Terry Fogven. She goes up in there, and she's like, this month...
Terry's dope, man. I know Terry.
She's like, this month, 947 made 50 million. I'm like, what the fuck? From that 50 million, how much am I getting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At YFM, that was never disclosed. It was just like, oh, this show is dope. This show is doing great.
Yeah, true.
These are your numbers. But in terms of the value that you bring to the station, it was never, it wasn't transparent.
Yeah. Where they now, paid you and didn't tell you the why.
Yeah.
They just said, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we're dragging on too long about the radio thing. But it's sad, man.
How much do you think Spool's going to get paid at Radio 2000?
Ah, it's got to be more than 200K. He knows his value, bro.
Nah?
Yeah. I think the highest paid radio broadcaster right now has to be Anele, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that station would crumble without Anele.
Yeah, definitely. And that station is a money-making machine.
Yeah.
Like, 947 is a well-oiled money-making machine.
So you think Caesar's making the same as Anele?
Caesar's probably making a lot, man. Nah. I don't know how much. Because Caesar does it for fun also. That's another thing. It's not like he does it because he needs the money. Caesar does not need the money, bro. Trust me. He just does it for fun. But, and he does it because he loves it.
Mm.
Ooh, would that, I don't know, Mvana. I'd be speculating.
Where's
I know that he doesn't need it because, he doesn't do it because he needs the money.
He told me not to tell anyone, but by the time this comes out.
No, you know. Oh, he told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to 2000.
Wow.
Yeah, Radio 2000.
Yeah, breakfast, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, it's doing breakfast on Radio 2000.
Sure.
Matt confirmed it.
Are we going to remove this part?
No, why?
Oh.
No, but by Monday, everybody will know, trust me. I mean, it's going to come out.
Lute Love is doing Metro breakfast next?
With Sabi.
Yeah, with Sabi.
Oh, shout out. Sabi and Lute Love.
Mm. Bonang, I think Bonang will do like one show on a Sunday.
Is she revealed? She's now back.
I don't know. No, the Bonang one.
Why don't they give that Ask a Man thing to? Oh, who does it at the moment?
Amen.
Lerato Kanyaku is still there?
No, Somizi and Lerato is at midday to 3.
Well, no, let them give. Ask your man, man. It's Bonang's thing, anyway.
No, she's too busy. Man.
Apparently, she liked. Remember when?
I started enjoying Bonang, man. Yeah. Funny. I really started enjoying Bonang on the radio.
But she has passion. Her passion is to do Sunday.
Yes, that's like her ultimate dream.
JJ told us.
That's fine. Is she busy though? Outside of
no, I don't think
you're doing the whole Mang Mang told me. Hey,
JJ. Oh yeah, he told you. Yeah, he knows because he's.
Let's call JJ, man. We're gonna find out if he's in Parliament or not, bro.
Wow.
Yeah,
let's call JJ, man. You had your hand up first, checker.
Hasn't Ukhoze FM called you?
No.
Oh, is it? I heard they were interested in you.
You know, Gagasi offered me a show last week. Yeah.
Jeez.
Gagasi.
Gagasi?
Mm.
Gagasi? Mm. To do what in Gagasi, Mac? What show?
I don't know, man. I was just like, aye. Klim.
What show did they want you?
I don't know. I said klim, poison.
Well, what? You should have indulged them just for fun. Aye. Maybe breakfast, but Felix Klopper wouldn't leave the breakfast. Oh. Maybe go to... Felix is good, though.
Yeah, Felix is good.
Yeah, Felix is
man, I got shit to be. Imagine having to be in the morning...
In Durban. In Durban.
It's
forget about morning. You have to be in Durban. You have to relocate to Durban.
Yo.
What are you saying? Durban's nice, dog. Durban's nice. Yeah, I wouldn't mind relocating.
But you'll do the Fat Joe thing. You know Fat Joe, like he was living in Cape Town, doing Metro, but flying to Joburg every week, and I think they paid for his hotel. So you could do that. They could pay for your hotel. Girls will pay for your hotel, be like, I want to...
You gotta craft, guys. The key is to craft till the point where you make the demands.
Yeah, man.
And you tell them I need a blowjob every Friday before the show. To keep the juices going.
Need a morning glory.
Yeah,
I need a morning glory. Just before the show.
Yeah. When I'm done, I need 8 strippers.
Then they wanna titty you.
Eh?
Then they'll titty you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
When you're 50, they'll titty you.
Yeah, take that on.
They'll titty you when you're 50.
Fat
checker.
You're a married man.
I was like, funu kuluma.
Yeah, sorry.
I found something, but now I said that it's an old one. It was from 2023. It was Somizi, Naked DJ, and JJ, who are the hosts of Ask a Man.
No, man, JJ is with us now. Let's call it
JJ. Yeah, JJ.
Not Ask the Show. I just call it Ask a Man because that's like the show. Oh, Kuto. Oh, Kuto Tele.
Oh,
the lady.
Is she still? I find.
That's her thing. That's like your agenda. That's like your agenda.
Yeah.
That's like your agenda, my man. That one, my man. That one is
pretty.
It's manifesting. One day was off Amba.
Ifambe, nah. Quito don't keep her there. She's solid there.
Yeah. My Jay.
Yo.
Are we in Parliament or not? That's all we care about.
That's it. That's all we want to know.
We asked a man, and that man is you.
No, we are good. We are good. We've had nothing different from the IEC, so we're good. We should be heading to Parliament.
Are we in Parliament?
You sent a four-minute voice note in our group that I didn't have time. I couldn't listen. That's too long, man. Like, what's wrong?
What are you
doing? Yo, come on.
He's podcasting on WhatsApp. We are podcasting now. They're on WhatsApp. I was like,
Eugene.
It was Eugene. Yeah, one of them. They were saying. Yeah. So
break it down.
We've been wanting an update for you from you from so long. What's going on?
So basically, when we started the process, we registered both Eugene and I. We did the runaround. We got the signatures on both sides. I registered in the Free State, and numbers got verified. And then on Friday, we got an email from the IEC just confirming that we're on board. However, there was a public process on Thursday. So there was a public process for 2 days to object if there's anything, if there's anyone in the public who doesn't want us to be a part of this. So far, I don't have any objections that I'm aware of. The IEC is doing a press conference late afternoon, I think on Monday. Yeah, on Monday, late afternoon.
So,
but so far, yeah.
Today's Thursday. When does the 2 days lapse? And also, if someone is going to say they object, Does it matter on what grounds, or should they substantiate the objection? Or it's a matter of, I don't like Jay, he's too short, or I don't like Eugene, he's too short, or he's not a funny comedian, I don't want him there.
So the IEC is very fair when it comes to this, when it comes to that, because if someone says, you have to substantiate why, you know, and sometimes, at times they won't even let you know that someone objected if their reasons are like, you know, like nothing, like they said nothing really. They'll only contact you if someone says, Saul has killed somebody, what. Then they'll contact you. You know, is there any truth to this? Would you like to respond? Other than that, no. You know, we good. Everything is good.
But Saul killed careers. You know, you killed careers, my man.
Who's career did I kill?
Your level of being a cause is so high, like, no one can match up to it. Like, niggas are fucked.
Ooh, now, come on now.
Exactly. You killed careers.
Everybody's co-hosting out there. Come on. Smooth's going to have a co-host. Loot Love just got a co-host gig.
Nah.
Come on.
Do you think she's at your level?
Loot Love, she's tall, bro. Fuck, she's not at my level.
Hey, Ghost Lane, this nigga killed killed that career, bro.
Yeah, no.
Because with before Saul, it was Skumba. Skumba was the perfect.
Oh, Skumba's dope still. Skumba's dope.
Ah, I mean, I haven't seen him on TikTok or anything.
Like, you took over, Saul.
You took over, Chief.
For am I on TikTok?
Saul. Yes, that's a good to pop in and
jive. For real.
They even tried to get a mini Saul there at YFM breakfast.
Who's on YFM breakfast?
Okay, what's up?
Okay, what's up?
Okay, what's up, Mr. Gaslam? He's actually doing a great job.
He's good.
He's
doing a great job. Okay, Wasabi's
great. Wasabi's doing actually a great.
Okay, Wasabi's doing a great job.
Because their show starts in the morning. Their show starts at 5. So sometimes I get to listen to it. Their show, Wasabi's doing. Foster's got that heat, man.
Yeah.
It's a Foster thing. No, okay, Wasabi, I Ababa.
Yeah.
I Wasabi Ababa.
Okay.
Nah, Wasabi.
But you didn't mention him. We gave you so much time. You didn't mention him.
I didn't think.
Wasabi. Gave it to him.
But George. I am a George. George is the one, bro. No, Wasabi, bro. I respect.
Oh,
Wasabi,
shit. Yeah, JJ, you're still on the line. Sorry, yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, that's a false slow. Wasabi.
You were saying, man.
So as things stand, anything change, but I don't think anything will change. As things stand, I'm the only independent candidate in the whole Free State, which is crazy because we're going against all the political parties.
Yes, so we are in parliament.
Almost. People still need to vote.
So you are in the Free State.
Yeah, I'm in the
Free State. And then Eugene is nationally.
Eugene went for the national ballot. The national ballot.
You are in the Free State ballot.
What happened to Eugene? Is he in?
I don't think so. Because let me tell you what happened.
Cool him up, but you.
No, wait, guys.
We're asking you about Eugene. We're only finding out about Free State now.
No.
Parliament.
You must read the messages in the WhatsApp group. So what happened was, the challenge we had, Mac and Saul, is that we managed to get the signatures for Eugene in Gauteng, both in Joburg and Pretoria. But now what we found out when the IEC went through a verification process is that a lot of people, like, for example, went to Auckland Park.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that are in Auckland Park are not from Gauteng.
Oh.
You know, they registered in different provinces.
Mm.
Some of them are not even registered. The same with Pretoria.
Mm.
So we reached, in fact, we had more than 1,000 names, you know. But a lot of those people are from outside Gauteng.
Oh.
So we missed the mark by just a few signatures for him.
Oh, you know, and you only in Free State, you are doing people that stay there.
Yeah, so you see, in Joburg, we went in town at the city. But in Free State, Nikila Kokasi, you know, I was running around Kokasi. Remember, I was with you guys on Wednesday.
So we were meant to ask, so before we got the signature, we were meant to ask, do you reside in Joburg?
Did you register in Johannesburg?
Registered in Johannesburg?
Oh, yeah, because we were just taking signatures.
Yes.
Yeah,
we didn't know. Some were Zimbabweans, you know.
But yeah, Jack Zwanepen. Jack Zwanepen. I'm saying Saini Lambo. Zwanepen Saini. We heard Zwanepen Saini. Like, I'm saying you. Ushala, you sweet. Zwanepen.
And remember, we came across those young students.
Yes.
From KZN, the MK guys.
Yes.
You know, they took us to the arrears. All of them are registered in KZN.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I remember that raise. Yes.
So the IEC, did they stipulate that the signatures, firstly, because it's my first time finding out that the signatures need to be under a voter's roll, meaning registered. And secondly, you need to sign.
No, you don't need to be registered voter.
So
you
then
you need to be.
Why does it matter?
Oh, sorry.
You have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's so unfair, man. Because so now, if you're gonna be on the national ballot, people can't be from the nation. People are obviously from particular areas within the
country. To register.
But I get why in Free State people would need to be from the Free State if you're gonna be on the regional Free State ballot. But if you're gonna be on the national ballot,
because it's national.
It's national.
Yeah.
Why does that matter?
Yeah, that makes it not matching, Jay. Yeah.
No, but remember, some of them were not even registered voters. You know, some of the ID numbers, because we're capturing with a pen, you find that it looks like a 5, but it's an 8 or whatever. You know,
so when
you punch in those numbers, yep.
Did we always know that in order to endorse a candidate, you need to be registered? And if we did, why didn't you tell us this?
No, we asked people. No, in Jay's defense, everything was happened
so
quick.
It was so fast, though.
Literally, it was from the Monday, Jay said, let's do this.
Yeah, I remember.
And then Thursday, we were literally finding out things by the minute.
Because we were meant to ask people, are you registered?
We thought we could get signatures digitally. Like, just put out a form on our community. Yeah. We would have gotten 1,000.
Oh, a million.
You understand?
Tens of thousands.
And then Jay's like, no, they don't take digital. It has to be to the streets. That's when we went to the streets.
Sheesh.
And then when we submit, Kibo, it's
hurdle.
Now.
So another hurdle.
Yeah.
So now we should have gone to Gokas. Because Gokas, see,
yes.
People are from there.
Yeah, they haven't left. Yeah.
People are from.
So that's what happened, man. You know?
Mzansi, I see him now. I see flies.
Why?
Shout out to my gamer, man.
Yeah, my Jay.
So that's what we did. So, I mean, yeah, man. So I went Koka. I was knocking at people's houses in the middle of the night, you know?
But you okay, so I mean, you are confirmed. So we can still rally behind you, but only in Free State, ne?
Yeah, I'm in. Unless something changes, but I'm in, you know? I'm in Free State only, you know?
I know. I'm kind of glad, so, dog. Honestly, I don't want to get into politics, man. I'm glad, dog. Now you gotta have bouncers and shit.
Hey, but now you gotta look over your shoulder.
Let's start with Free State and see how it happens. Because I have no doubt in my mind that had we done this prior, like if we did it properly,
we would have gotten signatures and tour around the country easily, bro.
Yes. But it was a nice social experiment, not based on like whether we made it or not, but just to see like what happens behind the scenes. Like there's a shitload of shit. What's going on there, bro?
Yeah, a lot. And you learn as you go. I mean, for example, there's a story that just came now that Arise Mzansi has been disqualified. Yeah, Mpodagada, they've been disqualified. They've been removed from the ballot paper.
Oh, wow. Mpodagada!
Wow, that's crazy.
It's a breaking story, man. He recorded a video. It's all over the net now.
Reason, or was it the signatures?
I didn't listen to the whole video, you know, because I was just busy with other things. I just listened to the first 30 seconds and I saw his caption.
No wonder I haven't seen their posters and stuff going up.
So it looks like they're out.
JJ, are there going to be posters of you in Free State?
We have to. Posters, billboards, the works.
JJ is ready. I'm sure he's ready.
JJ is fast. Hey, bro, send that to some fool there.
Fuck out, my Free State.
And we need a van with my face and speakers. And then ghost lady at the back saying, vote, JJ.
Hey, good luck, my dog. Yo, good luck.
This is so crazy, Mac. A couple of years ago, we were selling condoms. Today, now, we are running to parliament. Like, it's the craziest thing ever.
Amen. You know? We got to protect ourselves at all times.
Well, you still need protection, bro.
You know?
You know he started Rock the Girls condoms.
Yeah,
his concept.
Told me.
We're going to Nigeria, Jay.
Yeah.
When you started.
Yeah, we're going to Nigeria.
Yeah, I'm going to Nigeria after the episode, man.
Ah, dope. Where in Nigeria are you going?
We're going to the main...
Abuja.
What's it? No, not Abuja. Lagos. Lagos.
Oh, wow.
Lagos.
Yeah.
Dope.
And I haven't been since that time.
Ever since, man.
Yeah.
When you introduced them to house music.
Yeah, yeah.
Dope. No, enjoy, guys. Thank you very much for the support. So I need to come there and just because we need, now we need funding. Can we call Rob and ask Rob to ask?
Now you want to even capture me?
No.
Wait, Jay, honestly speaking, if Rob funds you or anyone funds you, then they own your messaging and they own you and what you're about. So then why are you doing this thing? Then it's going to look like you're just doing it for a paycheck as opposed to
the chillers will find
real
out.
Issues.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Saul. Now, this thing is obviously it's very expensive. Obviously, we don't want money from people that are going to. Now I can't support Palestine, you know? Like I'm gated.
But
you know,
getting money from Rob. Not to support Palestine, I think.
Of course. The big white funders tell you what to say. Yeah, when you think the Oppenheimers are just finding a Rise dancing Jay because they like them and they speak good English.
Rise
obviously they wanna obviously they have their own propaganda to push. So we want people that are gonna give us money and let us be free, that are aligned with our thinking. You know, we're young, we're free, we want representation. Chillax, you know, we want what's best for young people because we don't want people that are about to dictate. I know they'll tell you, no, rock a mama. Now we have to write about that's a need. No,
I say, let's go to all radio stations, negotiate contracts for these DJs and keep the change because they're getting robbed, my man. We'll have a lot of money.
100%.
Hey, Jay, how much are you getting paid at Metro, man?
When you did ask a man, yes, you did ask a man.
You know what? Metro FM pays very well.
Wow.
Very, very. They're probably the station that pays the best salaries.
This guy's a good politician, man. He didn't answer, but he answered.
You're ready for parliament. You're ready for parliament, Poison. You're ready for parliament, Poison.
The crazy thing is my daughter this morning says to me, I'm disappointed. I'm like, why? He says, yeah, but where is the well, you're not ready for this thing.
So you're not going to tell us how much you're getting paid in Metro, dog?
Metro, they were paying me about 1,200 per hour, but somewhere there.
Whoa.
That's a good rate, man.
That's a fucking good
1.2,
rate.
1.2, so you were making 3.6 per show. You were there 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So that's 16,000, 17,000. 18,000? Yeah, so.
A week and then a month, it's.
Well, my 60 to 70.
Wow, Jay!
Man.
I
met him there, so you see, driving a German machine.
Shout
out, my Jay.
So, yeah, they pay very well. I don't know about other radio stations, but Metro FM pays well.
Shout out, my dog.
Even Penny Libiana, cheers, Jay.
Cheers.
Even Penny Libiana, she was getting robbed 3 to 6 at Metro. She was getting paid, 30 or something in 2010.
Oh.
Hey,
guys, did you know? I know we're running out of time because we wanted to cap it at a 1:30 because it's Easter Monday. You know, people want to enjoy. Yes. There's that Limpopo traffic. People are coming
back.
That's
the Paseka. Yes.
But did you guys know there's house arrest in SA?
When Mandela was under house arrest, remember?
Oh, yes. Hey, but that was a long time ago, bro.
I haven't heard of someone.
Hey, bro.
House arrested.
I was shocked. Talking about house arrest in this arrest. I can have some of that.
I thought house arrest. I haven't heard of it in recent times.
So Jackie of the hockey club fame was finally sentenced this week on the case of defaming the Khumalos. She received 2 years of house arrest, fined 30,000 rands or 2 months in prison. Or 2 years. Is it 2 months or 2 years?
Two months.
2 months. 2 months in prison, as well as community service banned from,
So if she can't pay the 30K, she goes to prison for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's under house arrest for two years.
Yeah. No. She's under house arrest. How long is she in there? 2 years.
Plus.
And then, plus a fine or prison of 2 months.
Yeah.
So if she can't afford 30,000 rands, then she goes to prison, like the actual prison with bars for like 2 months.
And and this is because she put out some allegations.
Yeah, she said that the Khumalos were moving like Didi.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ghost Lady?
I think it's good. You know, it's a, at the end of the day, it's a defamation. And it's good that they were able to fight the case and like justice was served, you know. So I think they are very happy with the verdict and it's only fair.
Only Penduka?
Yeah, man. Look, the court decided. I think Jackie could have obviously avoided it, this whole thing by... Because one thing they cited was she was adamant that Romeo Khumalo did what she claims she did on video. I don't even know if I can say it because maybe it'll come for me, you know. But she was saying he was doing some foul things with an underage boy.
Yeah.
And the wife was a part of it. And then, obviously, they go to court. The video cannot be found. It does not exist. But she insists that it exists. And they're like, yo, it doesn't exist. You know? And she refused.
What do you think the motive was? What do you think the motive was for Bassana Khumalo?
Dude, the motive was to clear their name.
Yeah, clear their name.
Motive was to clear our name. Because, number one, we are good business people who have got relationships with people. Most importantly, we're parents, you know, who've got kids. Mm. Now, their kids can't go to Bry's anymore, sleepovers anymore, because they need to... I mean, for example, they live in Cape Town now. They had to sell their house this side and move to Cape Town to start a life because the kids...
Serious?
Yeah, they live in Cape Town now because the kids, like, went through a whole thing and, you know, like, how parents will do...
If it comes out...
Stay away from our kids. So that ruins your family. So they were protecting their name and their family and to show to their kids that you got good parents here. You don't have the parents they say you have.
Hypothetically speaking, if it would come out, let's say in a few years, 5 years, 10 years from now, or even after us, that this was true, does it change the ruling of this matter, like now?
No.
Okay?
It doesn't.
According to you, like, would you see it in a different light?
Oh, yeah, definitely I would. Yeah, definitely. Then it would be like, damn, Jackie got, you know, she was hard done. Definitely. But it wouldn't change the ruling. And I'm not sure if Jackie has got legal recourse. Maybe fact checker will check what Jackie then could do if if she's vindicated through maybe the alleged video being proven to be true. Or because sometimes what if the behavior is true, but it only started... Not when Jackie Promoto said it happened.
Mm.
That would still mean Jackie is still guilty. Mm. So, for example, hypothetically, if it does happen that something similar goes down, but next year, it don't mean Jackie necessarily was innocent. Because what if then the account Jackie was speaking about did not happen? Get me? If you say I killed someone today, and I said, no, I didn't.
Yes.
And then you go to prison because you falsely accused me and you've defamed me.
Yes.
And then tomorrow I kill someone. It doesn't mean you are now innocent.
Okay.
Do you get me? But I don't know if it's proven that you were right. I killed someone. What you can do legally. I'm sure there's some legal recourse for you to then approach the court. And you can even sue the state. That's why, like, some people who are found innocent then sue because they get prosecuted by the state. They sue the state for sending them wrongfully to prison.
Mm.
Let's call Jackie. What are the...
No, we tried it last time. She did.
Is it? I want to know, like, fact checker, what are the limits of
house arrest? Yeah, fact checker's a lawyer.
Can you go get, like, a striped horse at Tops? You know, like, what can you do? What can't you do? Are you...
Like, does she you get have an to be ankle a, monitor?
Yeah.
Do you have an ankle monitor?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know this shit existed in SA, bro.
Yeah,
it was my first time hearing this, bro.
Yeah, like, does someone check if you're leaving your house? Mm.
Can she watch Date My Family? Like, how does it work?
Yeah. What if you're homeless?
Or maybe she has to report to a police station every day.
Yeah.
That could be something like that.
Or
Or maybe the police do a, like, a drive-by, just check. Like, any a routine check.
Yeah.
Maybe just random. So you must always be home. Maybe that's how they do this.
If you want to go buy groceries, I'm going to keep a cold drink. We can allow, you know, cops.
That's good for a writer, bro, to be at home for 2 years. You can write a novel or something.
But you still need some inspiration other than a computer screen.
In this day of Uber Eats and all of these things, you can get your groceries.
Actually, I'd like nothing better than house arrest, bro. I'm tired, my man. We need spa now.
Yeah, if you're really rich, if you can afford house arrest.
And then some people. Not even, but
what can you work?
Can actually find, you know, like maybe There's some taxpayers' money. That
how many years have you been fucking doing these tripods, my man? How many years, dog?
Can you actually work on the house arrest?
Yeah, work from home.
No, man, like, let's say you don't need to work from home.
Yes, according to the Department of Correctional Services website, it depends on exactly what rules that have been placed upon you. There are certain people who are allowed to leave, however, they need approval. And then you need to go to your probation officers during the day and at night, and you need to state your address. But other than that, movement is restricted.
So, but enjoy Nigeria. Who are you going with?
DJ BJ. Okay.
Enjoy Nigeria, man.
Tibla.
Mungi.
Why aren't you guys coming? Blake Stew. Oh, it's limited numbers.
Take my space, man.
Yeah.
Oh, take my space as well.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be dope. We're going to have some jollof rice.
Did Spiwa tell you?
What?
Like, what happened?
What happened?
So, remember that this trip now was like, boom, 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 boom. So,
yeah.
He had to wash all his underwears, right? Because, you know, and now we woke up, they're still wet. Guess where he puts them to dry them?
Where?
Dry. Just guess. Where would you?
By the washing line.
Huh?
By the washing line.
Think appliance. Think of an appliance. Kitchen.
Kitchen.
In the oven.
In the oven! Not just one, all of them.
All of them. How could be slow, Lena? So it's coming.
So ladies, now you know what you need to do when you come to Simpio's dating show. Just work the oven. That's all.
Work the oven. That's it.
Be careful of the oven. Hey.
Shit, man. Ghost lady, anything you want to talk about?
I wanted to ask you guys about Advocate Defo. Do you know the whole situation of him? Because he's been arrested since last year.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know how you guys feel, because now he's been denied, like, to go see the judge. Like, they don't even fetch him. So there was a whole tweet about just, like, concerning what's happening around his case. Because this guy has been arrested. Remember, it was all from... he got arrested that time because he was a defense attorney for, you know, the whole Senzo Meiwa case. And obviously made a spectacle of the justice system and just the issues that arose from there. Then he ends up getting arrested. Now, all this time, he's not been able to face a judge. And also, so it's almost like, is there some kind of foul play happening? What do you guys know?
Honestly, when I asked you that, I thought you were going to say, no, I'm good.
Is it too deep for you?
Hey, it's Easter Monday, dog.
No, guys, it's a whole thing. Like, it's just, it's being kind of swept under the rug that this guy is, you know, not...
There's a podcast that we had him. Does the soccer podcast?
Good level culture.
Good level, I had him, ne?
Yeah.
You talking about that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he had him.
Wow, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been following the story, man.
You haven't been following the story?
Yeah, I don't even know what's... Like, Nkatele, anything with Senzo around there. Nkatele.
But I get what you're saying. I think there is, and we need to speak about it if it is happening.
Yeah, because something is happening.
If you saw it, it means there's something that...
Yes.
Ne?
Yeah, like it's being raised because...
And usually, you know, when people go to podcasts, it's because they don't want to be censored.
He's in jail. We can't call him.
Advocate Arrested. Before...
Yes. Since August last year.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Please, you can... Fact checker is...
Oh, that man. I really...
So you reckon there's something going on?
Yeah, there's something happening. Yeah, something. There's just foul play and...
And no one's saying anything.
Because I guess there's a point where he was raising some valid, you know, like...
Points
on just like what's going on and just the whole... And things obviously that have come out over the case. Mm. And so it's like now this man is just trying to be kept, you know, in the dark and like... Because his wife is the only one who has access to him.
Is it Advocate Tefo Malesela?
Yes.
Let's see who's spoken about it. Okay, let's go to News Advocate Tefo. 5 days ago, Tefo again allegedly refuses to appear in court despite being in custody.
But that's a lie. That's the thing. He's refusing. He's not being brought to the court. Because remember, when you're in prison, they're supposed to bring you.
Like, court sentences Tefo to 12 months in jail if he continues to practice.
disembarked, therefore referred to mental assessment.
He was disbarred, wasn't he?
This last year, November.
It was, yeah.
Therefore remains in jail after being dumped by new lawyer for not taking advice.
Yeah, no, that's one of the sideshows, man. There's been so many sideshows.
You're right, Coast Lady.
It's one of the sideshows. And,
no one's talking about it.
No one is talking.
I need to check
something
it out.
Is off.
Something is off.
Sipeka banzi, sifundile, sifundele. Singayikhiphezulu and do it in an injustice. It really sounds like something we need to really delve deep into.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and bring to light.
Yes.
And not just because I see fundelanga and just brush it off like into nje. When a man's whole thing, you know, is getting ruined, his whole life, it sounds like, you know, and he's being hard done and lies are being, a narrative is being pushed about his story.
Yeah.
We need to look at it like in depth.
I can't find anything online besides the fraud and assault allegations. But apparently, according to his wife, there was an interview where his wife did. And she stated that there hasn't been any bail hearing in regards to his matter.
And that's unconstitutional.
And that's unconstitutional. Yes. And each time when he gets a lawyer, there's some reason for the lawyer to be driven away. So he's always changing.
Let's bring the wife, man. I think his story really needs, you know, like,
Shout out, Ghost Lady, man.
Shout out to you for bringing that to light. That's actually beautiful, yeah.
Let me try this again. So open to go
anything. You're not in parliament, but I think you'll need those bodyguards. Let's bring Advocate Tifo's wife.
Yeah,
we're going to need those bodyguards.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, man, I want to say shout out to Kwena, bro. You're expecting me to say nah.
He's disappointed. I can see the look.
Nah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, shout out to Kwena, guys. Kwena, I'm a parker. So Kwena is he's going to be the future of our cricket. He's a youngster bowler.
Oh, wow.
Really talented cricketer. You know, we hosted the Under-19 World Cup.
Yeah.
And the boy took 21 wickets.
Whoa.
In the entire tournament. I think they played like 6 games. Now, that's a big deal.
Damn.
So he got a deal, IPL deal in India.
No way.
Yeah, to play there. Now, first game, he bowls 4 overs because it's like 5 bowlers, spells of 4 overs, 20 overs. And he got smacked around the park.
For real?
You know? Yeah, but he's 19.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? 17.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
17. He's a kid. He's 17, bro. Got smacked around the park at a run rate of like 19. They smacked him for like 66, right? Cool. But he's a 17-year-old kid who's got a bright future, hence he's getting
big deals.
Like, that's a big deal. You know, it's millions, worth millions when you go there. And I was very disappointed. So Dwayne Bravo, who's a West Indian cricket player, then goes onto Instagram and tweets and, well, posts on Instagram, says, young man, keep your head up. Now, Dwayne Bravo is like also a legend in cricket. He's a fast bowler as well, former legend. Keep your head up. You know, there's a lot coming for you in this cricketing world. You're going to be a superstar, you know, as a matured former legend is saying to a young star, words of encouragement. Our very own Dale Steyn posts, let me find this thing.
No worries, I can see where this is going.
You see where it's going, right?
Yeah.
You see where it's going, right? Our very own, our very own, where's my thing? Screenshots now. So, it's on the computer. Dale Steyn tweets, he says, sorry, man, I'm going to my Twitter now.
No problem.
Yeah. Dale Steyn, I was so disappointed. So, he tweets, not that it wasn't factual what he tweeted.
Yeah.
But it's the undertones and the posture of the tweet. He says, my parker realizing the difference between Under-19 and Pro League. Baptism of fire, right? The kid is 17.
Yeah,
he just got deflated, smacked around the park. Here's the man of the player of the tournament, mind you, in the Under-19 World Cup, which we hosted now. And he's going to tweet that. And no parting, like, shot of encouragement. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, last year, 2 years ago, he was tweeting about Brevis, who's also another young star, you know, bright youngster who's coming up the ranks. Also was in an under 19 squad. Brevis, next 10 plus years, the world will be entertained. You know, this is not from IPL though. It's from before when you tweeted about the guy. And obviously Brevis is slightly lighter in color, you know, by skin color and stuff. So I found that to be very fucked up from a legend who this kid probably looks up to. You know, yes, it is a baptism of fire. We got it. We all watched. We saw what happened. But at least encourage him as well. I mean, if a guy from West Indies could do it.
No, fuck him. What was he doing when he was 17?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And Dale Steyn is a legend. But what was he? And maybe that's where it comes from. And now it gets me to understand why Makhandini wouldn't take the bus back to the hotel when he was with the Proteas, because he's mentioned it. And Dudu, how far are we from getting the legend in the studio? Yeah, Makai is still writing a book. About Makhandini.
Dudu's on holiday, bro. Dudu, I don't even know where he is. He's on holiday.
I saw Mac in the group. Mac asked, who's that UFC champion? Trickus.
Yes.
Yeah, he asked. He saw the Smooth post an interview with Drickus and Meg asked, why don't you have Drickus? Got too long.
Eh?
I didn't respond.
No, I didn't
did
respond.
I
gave
you
an holiday.
She didn't.
Holiday.
Shame, man. Yeah, but we need Makhaya.
Why didn't
bro.
We then?
The stories. But we need the Grootman Makhandini, bro.
That's going to be special.
That team seems to have people who we idolized and really fully supported. You know, like when during the Springboks, when that black boy was like, yo, Elizabeth, Elizabeth. And that's how we supported your Jock Cullis, your Daryl Cullinan, your Gary Kirsten, your Dale Steyn, only to find out that these guys sometimes are not really pleasant humans. You know, Lance Klusner's cool, though, I think. Yeah, yeah. I think he's one of the cool ones.
I was just trying to show you that I know.
You know the guys. How you doing, boys? Yeah, yeah. But I was so disappointed in Dale Steyn, bro. I was so disappointed. Oh, and then I tweeted this, and then now he folded. Let me read you his tweet. Oh.
Dale Steyn responded?
No, he didn't respond to me, but a couple of people tweeted this thing, and then I also joined in and took the screenshots and tweeted, right? And then now he folded like 20 minutes ago. He then tweets. So the match happened last night where he tweeted these things, right? And then he sees the backlash. Obviously, management has called him. And then he tweets, I wake up feeling for Kwenama Paka today, but I know he's surrounded by some amazing people and he's going to be absolutely fine. His first experience, regardless of result or performance, should still be the most amazing cricket experience he's ever had at just 17. It's only upwards from here. Well done, young man. 24 hours after,
that's PR.
After the fact.
That's PR.
Why didn't he tweet this? Why didn't he tweet this soon as the game finished?
Because that's what he really felt. He didn't think he was going to get backlash.
Thank you.
No.
And he had to be exposed by Dwayne Bravo, who then posts words of encouragement. The boy's 17. Yeah. He's very capable. We all know. Yes, he's going to get smacked around. It may not be the fairy tale story of the debut at you know, at an international tournament.
Yeah.
But, dude, you're a legend he looks up to.
There's something there, man. I really hope the Makhandini thing happens and we won't get sabotaged with the whole, oh, I don't go on that platform. It's whatever, whatever.
Yeah, Makhaya's management, please allow him to come through.
Yeah, because that story is going to be insane. There's something happening there.
That cricket team, bro, like, for real, man. I mean, Makhaya, you know, like I said, he had to take a bus. Let's say they were playing at Wanderers.
Imagine.
And the restaurant.
Imagine.
And the hotel is, like, around.
A whole fucking Makhandini.
Wanderers, yeah. Take walk. Not that they forced him to, but because the environment is just toxic. And he wants to.
And we as black people are tolerant like that, where we will remove ourselves from the situation and just be like, I'm grand.
Oh, you know, you've been to Cape Town. Oh,
yeah.
You've been, and I asked people who work at a Pick and Pay one time, I'm like, why do you guys take this nonsense from this guy, this customer, or your boss? And it's like, hey, man,
this,
you know, we're just here to work.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's a lot of black people, not just in Cape Town, but I make that example because it's so prevalent in Cape Town, the racism, and the people can be understanding of it, you know? Simply, obviously, because they got to pay bills and do all these things. You're from Joburg. You just came here on a holiday. We don't even go on holidays in our own town kind of thing because it's that expensive or whatever. Yeah, but, so I get what you mean when you say sometimes we're very tolerant of bullshit.
And on that note, Simpiwe, anything you want to add?
Oh, yeah.
What should you bring? What should you pack? You've been to Nigeria. What should you pack?
It's like Ghana, bro.
It's hot, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
once you've been to one African country, you've been to all of them, honestly. It's the same.
Mozambique versus Nigeria, I'm sure two totally different experiences.
Wow, Mozambique's got the beach, obviously.
Ghana's got the beach, but it's not the same vibe. Remember going to the beach.
But remember, like, Africans, we're in poverty. So once you've seen one poverty, it's like the same poverty everywhere. You know what I mean?
Okay, I get that. But you guys don't go to the impoverished places. You go to the nice, you go to the center of Nigeria.
Now! Only now. Basically, he forgets. Eh? Oh, yes. The winners for Chiles Pudge. Yes. Let me not forget.
They've been rocking the adverts.
Man. Shout out, man.
The cans thrown at her.
Yeah, that was funny. I saw that. Someone was like, which one is this one?
Yeah, bro, I laughed at that one. Shout out to you.
All right. So, in case you didn't know, we're giving away a share of 200,000K for the next 4 weeks. We've given away 50K last week.
Yep.
We've got another 50K to give away now.
This week.
And this is who won. Let me go to Chiles Punch winners. It's Monday _CXXP_Loco.
Woo.
We've got Brandon Class, and then we've got Puling _Slick. Which one did Tato choose? Because I know there's one that he
He was passionate. The last one. Yeah.
Puling_Slick.
Because he was like, yeah, you can see that guy worked. That,
is
that
it?
Ed, like, he's
can
like
we put that
hours.
In the end of the show, please?
Yeah.
The one you like, ne?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So all those people have won themselves 10,000 rand. And if you also want to win yourself 10,000 rand, just buy yourself the new flavor of Tequila Sunrise at... it should be everywhere by now.
It should be everywhere,
ne? Yeah. So buy that, do an ad, tag us at Chiles Punch, and then who knows, next week it could be your turn to win 10,000 rands. Also, don't forget, we're coming to the US. Not forgetting, we're coming to Bloom.
Yo.
We're getting closer and closer to Bloom, man. Yeah.
Counting weeks now. Huh?
13th of April, and then we are in Limpopo straight after that. And then we're also going to be in Northwest. The tickets are finally live. So if you want to come join us on the 8th of June at the Rustenburg Civic Theater, make sure you get your tickets right now.
Wow.
Big shout out to all our sponsors, EasyBet, Jack Daniels, Farrah Auto Group, beautiful. And of course, Stripe Doors.
Shout out.
We out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Happy Easter, man. Like, I hope you guys enjoyed time with family. Nothing like Easter, bro.
Yeah, nothing like Easter, man. It's the sweetest thing next to
Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh, let's forget it.
Christmas.
Ivan.
Welcome to Black Excellency. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.